I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, May 20th. Candidates continue to line up for this year's Quincy City elections. So far, the only incumbent councilors who have not taken out nomination papers are Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci and Councilors at Large Ann Mahoney and Nina Liang. Steve Pertios and Georgette Theophilus are also running for the Ward 2 seat. Incumbent school committee members Doug Guttrow, Emily Lebo, and Courtney Pertios are running again, and Ellen Patterson O'Donnell, Liberty Schaff, Liz Speakman, and John McDonald have also taken out nomination papers for school committee. There is no mayoral race in Quincy this year. House Speaker Ron Mariano and State Representative Tacky Chan of Quincy will tour three Asian-owned businesses in Quincy today to learn how anti-Asian racism has impacted their businesses during the pandemic. The tour will include South Cove Manor Nursing Home and Lux Dental on Washington Street and Cam Man Market on Quincy Avenue. Stop and Shop says it will drop its face mask requirements for fully vaccinated workers and customers on May 29th. The grocery chain says it will still encourage mask wearing and will continue to offer early shopping hours for elderly customers. Simon Property Group will still require shoppers to wear face masks. Simon owns South Shore Plaza in Braintree, Copley Place in Boston, and several other properties. Five-year-old Quinn Waters of Weymouth's brain tumor is completely gone, and a second one is almost gone. That news was announced at last night's Boston Bruins game at the TD Garden, where he served as a banner captain for the game. Quinn is the son of Quincy Police Officer Tara Waters. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, May 20th.